Okay, Hare Krishna. We're having a little trouble on the internet side, so it goes up, it comes down, and the weather's fair, and then the internet works. When it's cloudy, then it doesn't. Right now it's not working, so I can't answer any questions that devotees may have posed, so I'll just talk about Varnashram, which is a course that I'm working on right now, so it's on my mind, aside from working on the Damodar Leela book. And that noise you hear in the background, which I'm trying to block out by having taped this recorder around my neck with an electrical cord. I won't include a picture of that, but it's quite comical. That's the sound of the heater, electrical heater here right now. It's quite cool, and it's a blow air heater, so that's why it makes so much noise. My apologies, but can't turn it off. At least if I turned it off, then it would be cold. Okay, I want to talk a little about the Gurukula system, Brahmachari Ashram or Brahmacharini Ashram. And when I mean Gurukula, I'm not so much talking about the Gurukula for our children, who, according to the Vedic system, Varnashram system, they would be attending Gurukula between the ages of 5 and 25, but instead our temple life, in other words, living in a temple, which is available for those who don't have the opportunity for Gurukula but join Krishna consciousness a little too late for that type of thing. In other words, they join in their teens, their 20s, maybe even in their 30s. But Gurukula as a principle is there in order to qualify or train children in simplicity and selflessness. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasadantur Guror Hitan. Here we are in the Gurukul and Guror Hitan. You're not living for yourself, you're not living for your family, which is an extension of the self, but rather you're living for the service of the Guru. In this case, in ISKCON, it means that we're living to serve the mission that our founder, Acharya Guru, Srila Prabhupada, laid out for us, namely giving the opportunity for people to come and visit and attend temples and temple service, and at the same time to go out from our centers and spread Krishna consciousness through Harinam, Prasadam distribution, book distribution, preaching, and so on. So how to learn this type of selfless lifestyle and accept a life of simplicity. Whatever there is in a temple, that's what you live in. If it's meager, then that's what it is. If there's more, that's what it is. And certainly, according to the Bhagavatam system, something that Srila Prabhupada states, questionable whether it's a type of standard, whether that people now are willing to accept. When Big Prabhupada would cite the example that if the guru doesn't call you for taking prasadam, then you don't eat. Is that acceptable? Would everyone accept that? Well, we should, because it's not a matter of whether you're eating or not eating, because ultimately you're not going to starve to death, but it's a matter of learning how to depend on Krishna, accepting that type of simple, austere, lifestyle which really develops those type of qualities that a child, for instance, in the first 5-6 years at home is not going to experience, because parents won't ask children to take cold showers, or the last thing they're going to do is not feed them. You know, they're certainly going to feed them, rather they're going to make them eat more and more. And it's certainly not something that a grihastha necessarily naturally does in his own home. But here, there's no alternative. There's no alternative other than to what the guru asks. So learning this type of complete dependency on Krishna, on spiritual master, this simple lifestyle, this undemanding lifestyle, and learning humility. Twice a day, the disciple goes out to beg, morning and evening, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. So, of course, our begging is translated into book distribution, preaching, fundraising, and so on. But when you do it, you're faced with a whole different type of consciousness and lifestyle. It's you have to really learn humility, submission, and it's austerity. So how does one actually acquire these qualities? Well, as earlier mentioned, either they go to children's Gurukula, or when devotees ask the question, and unfortunately it's not asked so much, it's something that I find myself instead telling people, whether they want to hear or not, is should you move into the temple or not? The answer is yes, you should move into the temple. 5 years, 3 years, at least get that much training, because otherwise if one doesn't get this type of training, then it just won't be there, or it's something, and I'll just touch on that later, that you have to make up at the last or phase of life, or the third phase of life, namely in the Vanaprastha stage. And well, if I move into the temple, what about my education? Education you can finish anytime. I just saw a BBC article where a lady at 102 just got her PhD. So if someone, you're not going to lose your whole life. It's not a question of life and death if one gets that type of 3-year training. But if we see, oh yes, this is actually something that's extremely necessary. Why? Because for someone who's a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, these type of qualities or these type of engagements, you need to cultivate this quality. It is only the Shudras or those whose lives are governed by others anyway, namely the three higher orders, that don't go to Gurukula. So if one has planned a Shudra type of lifestyle where one is going to be working for some devotee, not for some karmi, because, and one is completely handing over one's life to be guided by some other devotee, in other words, one whole life then becomes equal to a Gurukula, then you need to get that type of temple training. So yes, one should get that. And what about those who already join with all kinds of commitments in the material world, their family, mortgage, job, and so on? What should they do? Well, at least during your vacation, everyone has vacation, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, move into the temple. The men and women can stagger, the father can move in, especially when the children are older. The father can move into the temple for 2 weeks, into the brahmachari ashram, as can the mother move into the brahmacharini ashram. And they can get at least that type of regular refresher course on a yearly basis for a couple of weeks. And when they hit the age 50, when it's time to retire, and hopefully they'll aim to retire at 50 and not just work until they drop, then at that time One can doesn't have to move into the temple, but one can live near the temple and attend Mangal Arati morning program and just make oneself available for full-time service, be that deity worship, cooking, preaching, some other type of administrative services, whatever is required. And certainly a lot of things are required. And if one places oneself in that type of position as being subordinate to others, then again one can sort of make up for that initial lack. So, but in terms of young people, yes, by all means, get that type of training if you really want to know what Krishna consciousness is, and if you want to actually cultivate those type of qualities that are necessary to advance in Krishna consciousness and take real benefit of the basic teachings and practices that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So, by all means, somehow or another, we need to get this type of training. And even if circumstances make it difficult, yogakshema bahami aham. If we make the effort, then Krishna will certainly help us how to do the needful. Hare Krishna.